Friends, now we will look into the chapter number 3, which is venture capital structures. So far we have taken the overview of the venture capital, evolution of the venture capital, and now actually we will see how the structure of the venture capital will be or what is in place currently. To explain this structure, I have 4 to 5 points only for the discussion to explain you the structure of the venture capital, which consists of the venture capital working. That before the structure, we have to understand this. Then once you understand the working, then we will move to the structure of venture capital fund. Once you understand the structure, then we will move forward to understand the conditions and the restrictions which are placed for investment in venture capital. Then documentary part, disclosure or agreement part or subscription memorandum, that we will see. Thereafter, some little issues about the taxation and understanding how different is the NBFC from venture capital funds. So these are some of the aspects that we are going to discuss in this chapter. So to start with, as we have discussed also, the venture capital is the conduit for giving the entrepreneur the wings to fly, and they are willing to jump off the cliff. That means simply to put the venture capital in terms of the coin for the capital requirement by the entrepreneur to venture means to proceed into something which is new and promising or which is unconventional. So unconventional to do, there is a requirement of the funds to proceed further, is nothing but it is a venture capital. So investing at the budding stage or budding of the company, at the initial stage of the company, has always been found out to be a risky proposition by the investor. The risk of the business failure and the apprehension of together with the project clicking weighed down to the small entrepreneurs to get the startup fund. Because of the high risk and the short-term funding which is made, actually requirement is a long-term funds. A new entity has come up, that is startup funds. The venture capitalists or the angel investors, seed investors, then came to the forefront with an appetite to the risk and willingness to fund the ventures. And that is why the venture capital came into existence. Unless we understand the concept of the working of the venture capital fund, you will not be in position to understand what is the structure of the venture capital. So let us try to understand how the venture capital works as far as funding is concerned, as far as lending is concerned, as far as identification of the funder is concerned. To start with, the process of working of venture capital, it is nothing but venture capital working is a process whereby funds are pulled in for the period of amount, say, to the extent of 10 years, and investing in the venture capital undertaking for the period of 3 to 5 years with an expectation of high returns. So pull the funds for 10 years, invest in venture capital undertaking, that is VCU, for 3 to 5 years and gain the high returns out of it. This is the basic theme of working of venture capital. To protect the funds of the investors against the risk of losses, venture capital fund provides its expertise, undertake the advisory function, and invest in the patient capital, that is undertaking equities. Venture capital financing had been a popular source of funding in many countries and several as a lucrative bet to create a similar industry in India as well. It is basically the money which is invested by the outsider who is an investor to finance new and growing proposition of the company, or maybe to help out the troubled business. The money which is invested by the capitalist is always in exchange of equity, and that equity is issued by the investee company rather than given as a loan. The regulations in India have been carefully drafted, but have left ambiguity in understanding many. As far as Section 2MO defines, venture capital regulation defines, as it is a corpus funds which is created by raising the funds in a specified manner to be invested in the manner as specified in that regulations. So venture capital regulations were in place. Why I am saying were? Because nowadays the venture capital regulations are covered under a different regulation called alternative investment fund regulations. That is why. But at the time of initial time, these regulations were there, and accordingly venture capital units as well as undertaking as well as venture capital funds were formed. This means that activity beyond the periphery of what is laid down in the Charter of Prohibited, a venture capital fund can be created in the form of. Now, how the funds, status of funds, what is the structure of the fund? Structure of fund can be created in the form of either trust, or in the form of company, or in the form of body corporate. There is no fourth option as per the venture capital regulation, and even currently also as per alternative investment fund regulations. Therefore, the venture capital fund is segregated into schemes. Now, once the fund is formed in the form of either trust or company or body corporate, how the investment will happen? Because in return they have to give something back to the investor, and for that purpose, a preparatory background which is created, which is called as a scheme. So there are different schemes are getting formed by these companies, entities, which are permitted to form the venture capital funds. The scheme relates to the investing money into the venture capital undertaking as defined under these regulations. The venture capital raises the money from the investor in the form of units, and to be invested in these schemes which are floated by venture capital funds. And venture capital funds will be in the form of either trust, company, or body corporate. There are certain restrictions and prohibitions on raising the investment in the funds by venture capital funds. Some of the key features of the venture capital funds are described here. Number one, venture capital fund raises the money in the form of units, and the units are defined as the beneficial interest of the investor in the scheme of the funds, scheme or the funds floated by the trust or issued by a company including the body corporate. These funds can be raised from Indian, foreign or non-resident investors by way of issuance of unit. Then public offer for inviting the subscription or purchase of units from the public is prohibited. These units cannot be issued by way of giving the publicity or attracting the investment or something like that, like how it happens in case of the shares or equity. Shares and equity are different than the units. The units are the beneficial interest of the investor, and that the venture capital fund holds only the legal interest. Venture capital fund doesn't have any hold on those funds or any beneficiary ownership on itself by them, because these funds are invested by somebody. They are only the intermediary. So venture capital fund is nothing but it is an intermediary. That the venture capital fund is a channel of investing the investors' money into various schemes. Now the schemes are floated by the venture capital fund. It will be subscribed or it will be applied for the funds to the venture capital, and those money will be pooled from the investor against the units to be issued by them. So there is no chance of deduction of any funds which are received from the investor and subsequently invested in the beneficial owner or beneficial companies. The regulations have crisply laid down the core substance of the venture capital fund. The regulations lays down that the venture capital fund can be constituted in the form of a trust company including a body corporate, but have rested in the beneficial interest in the hands of investor and the legal interest in the hands of managers of the funds. So only legal interest, no beneficial interest that venture capital funds have for further investment for the pooled funds. In case of the trust which has formed the venture capital fund, it is evident that the funds are pooled or held by the trustee and that they have only the legal interest in the funds which so raised. So this raises no confusion. However, in case of company or body corporate, also the company holds only legal interest in the fund. So both trust as well as companies or body corporate having only the legal interest. Unlike a company, the fund is raised scheme specific and cannot be used by the company in any other manner for any other purposes, and that the unit holders are the beneficiaries, reducing the status of the company for having a fiduciary interest in the funds. Thus, no matter what form of the venture capital fund is constituted, in the essence, it would be that of trust. They are acting as a trustee. The venture capital regulation defines the investable funds as the corpus of the funds net of expenditure for the administration and the management of the fund. There will be no doubt some fees is required to be paid for handling this investment proposition and invest in the different companies who are the beneficiary of the funds. So the managers of the funds receives the fees for the management of the venture capital business, and the regulation expressly do not specify permissible or prohibited quantum of the fees. This is one of the flaw in the regulation. In nutshell, if you look the investment condition in respect of the venture capital fund, it is mentioned here that what we have discussed, there are different schemes floated by the venture capital funds where minimum investment not less than 5 lakh from each investor is anticipated. And when the Indian foreign or non-resident investor invests in the venture capital funds and subscribe for any ABC fee, then in that case, the company will be issued, this venture capital funds will be issued units to Indian or foreign national or non-resident investors. So the flow will be investment more than 5 lakhs is received by the venture capital for subscribing the schemes A, B, C or whatever may be the schemes that they are proposing or floating. Once the money is deployed, this funds is responsible to issue the units to the investor, that is Indian investor, non-resident investor or foreign investor, whoever may be the investor. So this is how the investment happens in the schemes. An investment in the venture capital fund can be made by any person, whether he is an Indian national, foreign national, non-resident Indian, or it may be, but the investment at any point of time required to be made to approximately 5 lakhs and above. This does not apply to the investment made by the employees or the directors of the company or principal officers of the company or by the trustee where the venture capital fund is a trust. The investment strategy at the time of the registration shall be disclosed by the venture capital fund. Unless this is disclosed, they are not allowed to accept any investment. The venture capital fund shall also disclose the duration of its life cycle, because investor wanted to know what is the life cycle of the venture capital fund and period for which they are investing in the schemes or units, schemes in the form of units of their undertaking, that is venture capital undertaking. Not more than 25% of the fund shall be invested in single venture capital undertaking. Whatever funds are received, restriction is 25% of the funds they can invest in a single venture capital undertaking. Investment can be made in the manner which is specifically specified in the regulation. So, at least 66.67%, that means 2/3 of the fund to be invested, shall be invested in unlisted equity or other instruments which is linked to the equity shares of the venture capital undertaking. Venture capital may be different, it would have issued the shares, whatever it may be, but 66.67%, that means 2/3 of the funds should be invested in the unlisted equity of the shares of the instrument which is linked to the equity shares of the venture capital undertaking. Not more than 33.33%, that is 1/3 of the funds, investable funds, shall be investable by way of IPO of the venture capital undertaking whose shares are proposed to be listed. So, 2/3 unlisted company, 1/3 listed companies. In short, It may be listed in the debt instrument of the venture capital undertaking in which the venture capital fund has already invested. Preferential allotment of the equity shares of the listed company, equity shares of the equity linked instrument of the financially weak company, and special purpose vehicles which have been created by the venture capital funds. In that, this 25% fund should go. No venture capital funds get its units listed on any recognized stock exchange till the expiry of the 3 years period from the date when they were issued the investors by the venture capital fund. Up to 3 years, there will be no listing of the shares of the funds on any of the stock exchange. The venture capital fund shall also not invite any member of the public by way of advertisement to subscribe the shares, to subscribe the schemes, to subscribe the units. And the venture capital fund may receive the investment only through the private placement of its units. There is no provision for giving the advertisement for the subscription. Every venture capital fund shall issue a placement memorandum, that is how they decide to place these funds or how they decide to invest these funds, which contains all the terms and conditions which are relating to the schemes through which money is proposed to be raised from the investor. The venture capital fund may also enter into the subscription agreement with the investor, as these are the privately placed. And conditions, that is terms and conditions of the schemes through which the money is proposed to be raised. The venture capital fund shall submit a copy of such a subscription memorandum or subscription agreement with the SEBI, that is Securities and Exchange Control Board of India, along with the report of the funds which are raised by them through such an agreement or memorandum. These are some of the conditions for placement of the memorandum and or subscription agreement. In addition to this, the placement memorandum or the subscription agreement shall have the following essential content, which are legally vetted and drafted and documented in this agreement. It shall contain the details of the trustee, if it is a trust, and the trust, as well as the details of the directors and the principal officers of the venture capital funds, in case if it is body corporate or company. It shall also state that minimum amount of money to be raised to start the venture capital fund and minimum share to be invested in every share, every scheme of the venture capital fund. It has to be documented in the placement memorandum. The tax implications has to be carefully mentioned in the document, which would be applied to the investor, and shall also be stated the manner of the subscription of the unit of the funds and the period of maturity of the funds, if any, and the funds they should have wound up at, and it shall be started, when the fund will start, when it will be closed or wound up. Every venture capital fund shall maintain book of record for a period at least for 8 years, which would generate the true picture of the venture capital, and SEBI at any time can call for the information regarding the working of the venture capital fund, and the information shall be submitted to the SEBI in the specified time period only. This can be summarized. The placement memorandum and its content can be summarized with this pictorial diagram. So, what was mentioned in our discussion was not more than 25% of the corpus can be invested in one venture capital undertaking, VCU. Then investment in foreign companies subject to RBI guidelines. Then it shall not invest in associate companies. So the investment structure would be, the investment structure, it has two investment strategies. One, 2/3 of the investment in unlisted equity shares or equity linked insurance of venture capital undertaking, and 33 means 1/3 of the activities are to be invested or to be invested into subscription to the IPO by venture capital undertaking proposed to be listed. They can invest out of this 1/3 of funds. This can be invested further into subscription to IPO. Then debt instruments in which venture capital has already done equity investment. Third, the preferential allotment in equity subject to 1 year's lock-in period, and also they are permitted to invest in, further invest in special purpose vehicle, that is SPV. So this is overall structure of the venture capital fund and how the investment strategy is required to be applied by the venture capital fund. Now coming to the matter of taxation. The income from the VCF, that is venture capital funds, which is received in the form of dividend or it may be a long-term capital gain from the investment by the investor, is a part of the it is considered as a part of the total income by the venture capital fund for taxability purpose as well. However, the income received from the investment made in any venture capital fund shall be chargeable to the income tax which is in the hands of investor, and in tax should not be and will not be levied to the venture capital fund. That means the investor invests the funds, units are issued by the company, and when it is time come for the dividend or interest, then it will be collected by the venture capital fund and it is passed on to the investor. So venture capital is not receiving at their end anything, and they are passing on as it is the profit made to the investor. So the, as per the Indian tax authority, the tax will be leviable to the investors in whose hands this beneficial returns are received by him. This means that the venture capital fund or a company which enjoys the pass-through status, pass-through means received from somebody, not to keeping with them, but passing on to the investor. That is pass-through mechanism. For the taxes on the income earned by way of investment in the investment capital undertaking, they are only appropriating and allocating the funds for which they receive the management fee. Then this is the only income for the venture capital funds. Coming to understanding of the last aspect of our discussion in this chapter, if you look at the venture capital, they plays with the money of investor and they deploy the funds of the investor into different venture capital undertaking. Functionally or functionality point of view, if you look at this, appears to be non-banking financial company, NBFC. However, it is not the NBFC. It is not the NBFC because of these reasons. a non-banking institution, which is a company and which has its principal business, the receiving and deposits under the scheme and the arrangement in any other manner, or lending in any other manner, because different regulations are set up for the NBFC. Reserve Bank of India Act, non-banking financial company, there are separate regulations for the non-banking financial companies, under which company can take the deposit and invest the fund the manner in which they like as per their business activities, which are disclosed to the regulator. The definition of the deposit includes the receipt of money by the way of deposits or loan or in any other form, but does not include the amount which is raised by way of shares or capitals. So, considering the above definition, it becomes clear that venture capital fund is not NBFC. Please keep in mind. Also, the venture capital fund regulations have in very clear cut way defined how the venture capital could raise the money and make the investment, whereas for NBFC it is not. Besides, the various statutory requirements of for NBFC are not applicable to venture capital funds. The industry has a great potential for growth, and the recent amendment to the regulatory changes are only indications that the venture capital industry in India is moving in direction of the growth, but there continues to be room for further development. With this, we have understood the structure of the venture capital fund. Thank you very much.